buying used physical games for your Switch 2 can result in your Switch 2 being banned and your account being banned from Nintendo Switch Online. I made a video about this last week about how to get your Switch unbanned if that happens to you, and I was shocked to find out that most people don't even know about this phenomenon. We're going to uncover all of it in today's video. Before we get into the video, I just want to mention that most people who watch my videos aren't subscribed, but subscribing is completely free and it's a great way to support my channel, and I upload a new video every single week. Alright, so a lot of people know that Nintendo will ban your console and your Nintendo account on the Switch 2 if you're hacking or jailbreaking or modifying your Switch in ways that you're not supposed to. But what a lot of people don't know is if you buy a used game and you buy it on Facebook Marketplace or you buy it on eBay or any game that you don't know where it came from or what the history of that exact game cartridge is, the problem with that is someone could have copied your game illegally. So, what does that mean? It means they take this Switch cartridge and copy it to their MIG Switch or any other similar device. So, copying a game cartridge is prohibited, and what happens is, let's say for example, I take this cartridge for Mario Party Superstars and I clone it in my MIG Switch, okay? And then I take this game and I put it back in this box here, and then I list this game for sale on Facebook Marketplace or eBay or some other method of selling it. Maybe I sell it to someone at school or at work or whatever. What will happen, or what can happen, is let's say I sell this game and I buy it and I take it home and I load it up into my Switch right here. If I load the game into my Switch 2 and the original owner who has the cloned version launches their cloned version on their Switch 1 and both of our consoles are connected to the internet at that exact same time playing the exact same cartridge in theory, right? Because each of these cartridges, they know exactly which cartridge is which, so they're not all sort of identical, if that makes sense. They have unique identifiers, so they can tell all the different cartridges apart from each other. So if I have this cartridge in my Switch 2 that I just bought this online and I'm playing it, and the original owner cloned it and is also playing it at the same time on their Switch 1, both of our consoles would get banned. Don't freak out, because if you bought the game and you didn't do anything wrong, you actually can easily get unbanned, and I'm going to show you how to do that right now. So the moral of the story, though, is do not clone your games and sell them, but if you do regularly buy used physical games for your Switch, this will probably happen to you at some point on your Switch 2, unfortunately, because there's no way to check or know if someone has cloned it. Okay, so how do you get unbanned? It's actually pretty simple. You're just going to go to the Contact Us page on the Nintendo support. So you can navigate there yourself, or you can click my link in the description, but just be careful. You don't want to be linked to an illegal site that's not really support, but pretending to be support. So once you're on the official Nintendo support site, you can scroll down, and what you want to do is you want to click call or talk to a human. Any of these methods work. And basically, once you navigate there and call that number or open up a chat or a text or SMS, then you can have the opportunity to prove that you have the physical copy. So if you're able to prove that you have the physical copy, or if you're able to provide a screenshot of the posting of your copy that you bought, just say, hey, I bought this game on Facebook Marketplace, or hey, I bought this game on eBay. Here's a screenshot. Here's my order receipt. And I just launched the game and now I'm banned unlawfully. Basically, Nintendo will go ahead and reverse that ban right away for you. And I don't want you to just blindly trust me that that's how it's going to go down, because if we look on the r/switch subreddit, we can see that there are plenty of people who have been banned and unbanned after simply contacting Nintendo support and talking to a human. It's fast, painless, and you get a live person helping you. So super, and they said so much easier than getting support from Microsoft or Sony. So super easy. And yeah, so this can occur not instantaneously too. So let's say you bought Mario Party Superstars and you play it one day and it's fine. the next morning you might find your Switch has been banned. So it's important to like keep in mind, if you've recently added games to your collection, that could be the culprit. You might not always know specifically which game, and your console isn't going to tell you which game, but you can always tell Nintendo support, give them a list of recent games you've bought, or something like that. So I don't really necessarily support Nintendo doing this, but what I do support is the fact that they're unbanning people who clearly did nothing wrong. But it does really stink for the entire ecosystem that used games, like especially like very high demand used games like Mario Party 3D All-Stars and stuff like that. There's no way to check, there's no way to verify, and it's like almost guaranteed if you buy enough used games that you'll eventually get banned from someone cloning it. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much all I got in today's video. Let me know if this helps you. Hopefully, if you didn't know you could get banned for buying used games, this clears it up for you. I really don't want anyone to get banned ever, but I've recently been thinking about acquiring a copy of Super Mario 3D All-Stars, so I'll probably get banned as well. But I do have reason to believe that Switch 2 physical copies cannot be copied in this same fashion. I don't know that for sure, though. I don't own a big Switch. I have not tried it myself. So hopefully you're safe buying physical copies of Switch 2 games secondhand. But I also figure that most people probably aren't buying Switch 2 physical games just because they're more expensive than the digital counterpart. But that's all I got for this week's video. Hopefully I helped you out or allowed you to gain this information so you can help somebody else out. And I'll see you in next week's video. Peace out.